Hey everybody, it's your girl Miss September, and you are tuned into the Philly Joan podcast. Today we got a special guest that I will be announcing pretty soon, but I'm just gonna jump in with a little happy birthday shout out. I want to say happy birthday to my firstborn who turned 24 today. Herschel, mommy loves you. Happy birthday. I love and appreciate you. So everybody, send a shout out to my son. He turned 24 all the way out to Orlando. I hope you are enjoying your dinner that I paid for. And shout out to you. I also want to say happy birthday to my sister Jai. Welcome to the 4040 Club. I love you. And last but not least, my girlfriend Ebony. Since high school, we've been friends over 20 something years, aka the plug, the silent killer. Happy birthday to her. She turns 40 today. I hope you have an amazing day and enjoying yourself. So I'm gonna jump into a little bit of Philly news before we get started and we announce our guest for the day. It's just me today. Ricochet is not here. He is on vacation enjoying himself. So send some love to Ricochet and hopefully he has a great trip and safe return and he won't leave me out here by myself next week. The Eagles won the other night 44-6 against the Detroit Lions. The Sixers also won 113-103 against the Portland Trail Blazers. And it's still fuck Ben Simmons. Like I said, I love the Sixers. I watch basketball more than I watch football, but I'm still gonna rep anytime a Philly team wins. Kobe Bryant's estate is receiving $400 million from Coca-Cola. It looks like he invested before he passed away, so he's leaving a lot behind for his family and his estate. You know, we lost him tragically to an accident, so I'm sure they would love to have him back versus the money, but the money always helps. So looks like they're going to be set for life. We already knew that though, of course. And Pop Hunter, for those who don't know who Pop Hunter is, he's the young guy who sings the song Corvette Corvette. However, he was performing this weekend and some gentleman paid $1,000 for backstage passes and he decided to run the fuck on stage. I don't know where the security was. I don't know if this was a hoax. I don't know if this was part of the show, but it looks like he ran on stage, snatched the mic and started rapping Pop Hunter's song. He should have got his ass whooped in my opinion, but again, I don't know. It could have just been a hoax, but Pop Hunter, the kids love his song Corvette. And despite all the rumors that they were saying about him, it looks like he's still booking shows and doing his thing. So I don't know if he's going to be doing anything with Lil Uzi soon, but, you know, it is what it is. This Halloween, I had a Beyonce party, me and a couple of my friends. We decided to dress up as Beyonce. I was Love on Top Beyonce. We had a Lemonade Beyonce. We had a Don't Hurt Yourself Beyonce. Crazy in Love, Flawless, Feeling Myself, On a Run. Like, it was a really good experience, you know, for me to celebrate with my friends, and why not? If I'm a dress up as any celebrity, it's going to be Beyonce. Why not? Like, that's my favorite entertainer of all time, next to MJ. So I would never dress up as MJ. Although Kevin Hart and his wife did dress up as Remember the Time. He was, I guess, Eddie Murphy, and his wife was... His wife dressed up as well, and then they had an MJ, and you couldn't tell me it really wasn't him. Tiana Taylor also hosted a party where some gunfire erupts and they pistol whipped a couple bitches. I don't know what that was about. I'm glad she didn't get hurt. I mean, although the other women got pistol whipped, but I hope everybody was okay. I don't think nobody got killed or nothing like that, but I know that I couldn't imagine being in a Halloween party and then I think they were trying to rob them or something. I'm not sure of the exact story, but I'm glad that Tiana Teller's okay. I like Tiana Teller. A lot of the celebrities decided to dress up. Karrueche was one of my favorites. She was a Clase Azul bottle. For those who know me personally, know I love me some tequila. So that her costume was really creative. And I think that that's what Halloween is about. But, you know, I'm real big on Halloween. A lot of people aren't. But I think it's good to see how families do take the time to be creative during their time of year. Tabria Majors, she's also, every year she tends to do like a reenactment of her, I guess, like different celebrities. So last year she did Beyonce. This year she did Ciara and she killed it, as she always do. G Herbo was he was Austin Powers. A lot of celebrities did their thing, so shout out to them. I definitely want to give them their flowers because they did their thing. Like I said, that's the end of like the Philly news, celebrity news. We're not gonna really get into too much about that. We got a good show ahead of us, so I'm gonna just go ahead and take the time and introduce our guests. So she's our first guest of the season. I wouldn't have had it any other way, considering the fact that she reached out to me and she wanted me to attend her brand, to vendor her brand. And once I did my research, I loved it. I loved what she stood for. I loved the fact that she's a Black woman doing her thing, creating positive spaces for women of color to get together, and there's no bullshit where, you know, everybody smile, laugh, drink, dance, twerk. Any event that got all of those things involved, you can count me in. So I'm gonna go ahead and take the time to introduce our guest. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello,
Hello. It sounds like you listen to the show. So we
hello.
have
I know. Is it
it's a little bit of an echo. Yeah, a little bit of an echo. So we got Tiffany from the Trap,
echo?
from Trap Mom, the brand here today. Like I said, she hosted an amazing, I kind of want to call it a retreat because to me it was so powerful. We talked about mental illness, we talked about being a mom, we talked about taking time for ourselves. It was a comedian, it was people that talked about their success stories. I never forget Red Snapper said, "Fuck them kids," and I definitely I can agree with that. Okay, so Tiffany, do you want to go ahead and tell us about yourself? Tell us exactly who Tiffany is and tell us what Trap Mom the brand is.
Yes. So, oh, I'm really hating this echo. Can you hear it still?
No, it's not as bad. No, go ahead. Go ahead. We're gonna get through it. We be good. Go ahead,
Okay,
baby.
okay. We'll get through it. All right. So, thank you for having me. So again, my name is Tiffany. I am the owner and operator of Trap Mom the brand on
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay.
So basically, I'm a mom. I'm a girl mom. My daughter, she's 8,
Okay.
and I reside in Philly. So I know you said tell you a little bit about the brand too. So
Yeah,
the
go
brand
ahead.
was
Tell us about
created
yourself.
based
No, tell
off
us about
of a
yourself. Tell us about, yeah, tell us
conversation
everything.
about
Okay, go
myself.
ahead. No,
Okay,
about, I
so
mean, whatever. Just
I
go ahead
mean,
and just
I'm
jump in
a
it.
okay, so I'm pretty much a person who loves motivating people. I've always been the type of person. I always like to plan events, throw events, get people together, but just never had a full business plan on how I can bring that to light.
Right,
So a few
right.
years ago, I did plan an event called Celebration of Sisterhood, where we brought about 50 women together with Karen Civil, and we went on a cruise. It was dope. It
Okay.
was for about 5 days.
Oh, you gotta do that again.
So that was my first experience actually hosting and having something where I did put it out as a business, but for
Okay.
some reason it just didn't stick. It wasn't like a true passion for me.
Okay.
And one day, just talking to my best friend, we were just complaining, popping shit about being a mom and how stressful it is, and life is just fucking crazy.
Right.
And kind of, we were just like, you know what? We tried moms, and we were like, I'm like, I like that. So we sat on it for a few days and still, talked about it again. And I'm like, well, what if we create this brand that's specifically for moms like us? Like, the mom
Right.
brands that we follow online is real. It's like, it's not
Cliche.
sugarcoated at all. And it's not for moms. Like, I say fuck a lot, I cuss a lot, and going into
Exactly.
certain
And that's what a
rooms,
trap
you
mom
don't
is.
feel
It's okay to
comfortable.
cuss. Right.
It's
It's okay to
okay.
cuss. It's okay to cuss. It's okay to be a trap mom. It's definitely okay. But I had a really, really good time. I really enjoyed myself. It was like a good, you know, like I haven't been to one of those events in a while. I don't come out as much, but I did appreciate being invited, being a part of it, being able to experience something that was done in our city and a bunch of women from Philly and a bunch of successful women as well. I want to add that, moms. And, you know, because people think that you have to choose. And at one point in time, you had to choose either you wanted to be successful or you wanted to be a mom. Nowadays, you could be a mom. You could be a trap mom. You could be, you know what I mean? You could be a twerk mom. You could be whatever you want to be, as long as you do that shit and you do it right, you know? And that's just the bottom line.
Literally, yeah.
That's just the bottom line. So tell us about some other events that you've done, because I did see that that wasn't, you've done a couple. I thought I seen on your page that you did.
Yeah, so this was, Sneaks and Gala was actually my fourth event. So the first event we did was called Trap and Brunch, where it was just a brunch on a Sunday during the day. Same type of vibe that Sneaks and Gala had, but it was, again, like our coming out event. So that was lit. same balance as well, just trying to put the focus on self-care, mental health, while also turning up and being able to network in a room full of women. The second event that we had, I did host a Girls at the Range day where I got about 20, I think it was about 25 women, and we all went to the gun range. Some people were new to the gun range, some people weren't, but we had about a 2-hour session with just training, and then we went into the range and actually did some shooting, just trying to get a little self-defense behind our, you know, behind our back with being able to use a firearm. Correct. And my third event that we had was called, go ahead.
No, but I was just going to add the fact that, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay, so no, the thing is.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I just wanted to add in really quickly, like the fact that you did that event. That was dope, because at the end of the day, just like I said, as far as the trap moms, you know, sometimes you have to separate the two. I mean, you used to have to separate the two, but as far as self-defense, like that's really, really big, because women are being targeted. You know, before it was no women and kids. Yeah. Now you got to watch yourself more than, like, you know, like when my son, which is a black man, he's 24 years old, when he leave the house, I have to pray for him and pray that he comes back in the door. As a mom, when you leave out, you know, you got some moms that catch the bus or leave out 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, going to work or coming home from work. And, you know, it's women that are being attacked and raped and shot and killed and all kinds of things. So, like, you have to be able to defend yourself. And it's a shame that you have to go and get firearm, you know, you got to get these skills and you got to take these classes, because you got to be able to protect yourself, because you want to come home to these babies at the end of the day, you know? So that was really dope that you put that together, because, and as I stated, that my cousin Candace, shout out to Candace. I'll definitely plug her later. And, but like my cousin Candace does that as well. She's also, a 3-4-time breast cancer survivor. So she's out here doing her thing. She's actually out in Egypt right now with her daughter on an internship. So shout out to my cousin Candace. Like, she definitely teaches that too. And that's really, really big, you know, like I said, because we definitely gotta be bringing the fucking nigga up if they try us. But go ahead. I just wanted to
literally
say, let me go ahead.
nope. That was good. That was good, because I mean, that was kind of like the backstory too with us putting it together, because it just started to be so frequently you seeing women all over the news, all over social media, being shot, being attacked, and just all this crazy stuff. So like you said, you got to separate the two sometimes. And as moms, our number one thing is, I'm gonna protect my kid no matter what, and I'm gonna smile in my mugshot.
Exactly. And then we had Trap Mom the brand, which we just talked about, correct? Do you have anything like upcoming in the future? Like, do you don't have to necessarily like tell us what it is, because I know, but I do look forward to the things that you got coming in the future, because just hearing, you know, what you stand for is definitely something that I would love to be a part of.
No, thank you so much. I'm definitely in the works with planning more, because what happened was COVID basically stopped me from a lot of my planning from last year and a lot of this year with just the restrictions alone. Oh, so God, with everything COVID, being lifted, you know, we outside now.
be
It makes it a
definitely
lot
outside.
easier for me to actually try to do things. Yeah. And
Right.
my one of the missions when I started the business, we wanted to travel. I didn't only want to
Okay.
do things in Philly.
In
I wanted to
Philly,
go to
right.
Houston. I want to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that's still on my plate
And the on
right
the
now. So
works.
I'm trying to get something in the works, and I'm in communication with some people out Houston. I
Okay,
feel like Houston
okay.
would be a really dope place to host a Trap Mom event.
It would. I have folks in Atlanta. So if you need a plug out there, I definitely got folks in Atlanta. So we could definitely talk later on about that. But
Okay.
yeah, like you said, you want to take me
All
around,
right,
that's
yeah,
gonna
for
be
sure.
great. That'll be really dope. So I, shout out to that, like for real. You told us about
Thank
yourself, you
you.
told us to start the movement. So what exactly is a trap mom? So if someone was to ask you, or if it went in a dictionary, Urban Dictionary, trap mom, what would be the definition of a trap mom?
So the definition I would give that we created that is I have a few t-shirts with the definition on it because I get the ask,
Okay.
somebody asks me this often,
All
like what's a
right, give
trap
me a
mom? So a
t-shirt.
trap mom is a woman who's yep, I got Tiff, I got one for you. So a trap mom is a woman
Period.
whose hustle and drive is inspired by her children and her family. Of course,
Okay.
her favorite music is trap music, and she's classy with a little sparkle of hood in her. So that to
Okay.
me is the definition of a trap mom.
If you was to name a celebrity, like you one celebrity, like if say you had the chance to have one celebrity as the face of your brand that was a trap mom, who would you choose?
I mean, Beyonce, of course. Beyonce would
Period.
be the perfect face for my Trap Mom brand, 'cause she's super classy, but Beyonce get real hood, like, and
She
I love
does, she
that she's
does, she
actually
does.
embracing it a lot more in her career right
That's
now.
my Virgo sister. So Beyonce, if you listening, you hear my
Yeah,
girl
I
Tiff,
love
she
her.
wants you to be the face of Trap Mom, the
Holla at
brand.
me.
Holla at her. We gonna make sure you got her information. So y'all go to Beyonce page and y'all tag Trap Mom the brand. So she knows that she wants her to be a part of that. So I mean, we know that ain't gonna happen, but anyway,
Yes.
we can wish
Sky's
around here. You know what I
the
mean? Like,
limit.
it is, because you
I'm gonna
just never
manifest
know.
it.
You never know. Listen,
You
speaking
never
into
know.
existence, I'm telling you. So if Trap Mom was a drink, what kind of drink would she be?
Right now, if Trap Mom was a drink, she's a Casamigo punch.
Listen,
She a
all right.
Casamigo
Oh, girl,
punch.
love.
She,
Oh,
cause.
that sound good. That sound good. Casamigo punch. Yes. Oh, I love me some Casamigos. I'm a tequila lover.
I just got on the bandwagon with Casamigo.
Yeah, I was like during the pandemic, I tried it. I've seen it somewhere. I think Casamigos is owned by George Clooney. That's what I heard. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe I need to Google it. As Ricochet say, I'm gonna send it to the research team and have them look into that. So yeah, because
Yeah, I think it's
I
George
love me
Clooney,
some.
yep.
Yeah, okay, that's it. So yeah, so we so I'm a, we gonna make us some Trap Mom punch. We gotta have us some at the next event. You gotta get you some Trap Mom punch. So you make sure you pencil that in and you
For
write that
sure.
down. That way we know next event you got some Trap Mom punch. But yeah, the event, like I said, it was so refreshing. The food was amazing. Your grandma made the food, didn't she?
Yeah, my grandma, shout out to my grandma, Miss
She
Sherry. She
put her
definitely hooked us
foot
up with
in
the
that
brunch
food.
menu
Yes, she did. Oh,
all
I
the
love her some
way. She
shrimp and
definitely did.
grits. Oh my God, yes. It was good. We tore it up. We tore it up. It was good. It was good. So shout out to grandma. And I
We
was like,
tore it
you
up,
made
yeah.
the food. She
I'm
was like,
still on a
yes.
high from Sunday.
Yes. And it was 2 weeks ago. And you me too. Because I tell everybody how good of a time. And then once they seen me post it, they was like, oh my God, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known. I'm like, she had more events. So I'm definitely make sure that I keep everybody in the know when I repost the next event that you have coming along, because it's always
Yes,
good when you're
please.
doing
I
something
think Instagram
positive.
hating.
What you think, you shadow ban?
Yeah, Instagram got me shadow banned. Yeah, for
Oh.
sure. So
So how long
I
is
gotta
that?
like monitor the way I post with my.
Okay.
They don't officially tell you that you're shadow banned, but
Yeah.
I think because I put curse words in my captions and on my
You know
photos,
what I,
I
you
think it
know,
just happened.
yep. You know what I try to do when I post stuff on my on the podcast page? I try to like either I spell it wrong or I put some asterisks, even though they know, but you know, you still got to try to get a little smarter. They're getting so temperamental these days where you can't post nothing. That's what social media is for. Like, they are really, really, really monitoring it and being so, you know, like so bitchy about it. And I don't like that. I don't like that. So
yeah, I don't like typically, that either.
Typically, I had. Typically, we're gonna jump into the topic of the day. I think that this was like I think that this was a good topic to bring up. Typically, I have a letter. I did have a young lady that reached out to me and kind of sort of said almost the same thing to, you know, that I'm gonna bring, you know, that we're gonna. So via Black Woman Feed, there was a post that I think she posted. She was live and she basically stated, coffee dates are a literal waste of time. Why would I put on makeup and lashes that cost me hundreds of dollars? Do my hair and wear Baccarat Rouge for $5.40 just to sit there and have a guy only spend $6 on me. And there was a lady that commented that said, this is so crazy. Dating is so horrible nowadays. Like, if you single these days, it is really fucked up. The dating pool has piss, shit, cigarette butts, blunt rolling, everything in it. It's just terrible out there, okay? And it looks like somebody co-signed and said, facts, my foundation costs $80, lashes are $30, and my perfume well over $100. I'm not settling for no simple-ass date. I only accept dinner dates. Sorry. What are your thoughts on that? Like, as a woman, like, would you? I think it's the thought that counts. And if you just meet a guy and they ask you to go on a coffee date, I love coffee. Speaking of coffee, I just used my mug this morning drinking coffee. So I'm not saying that, okay, you ain't going to take me to Starbucks and we ain't going to fuck in a car afterwards, but I think it would be cute because, for one, that displays that displays that, A, you cool with seeing me out in public during the day. And that says a lot about a nigga, because you got some niggas that only want to, A, invite you to the crib or take you to the movies or, you know, somewhere where you're not really seen or they're not. So I don't think it's them being cheap. I think that's them really trying to get to know you, where they have to sit and talk to you. And they have to, because a movie date is whack. Like, we going to the movies, we're not getting to know each other. We're just sitting there watching a movie. So we going to a coffee date, and I think me and you are sitting there face to face. I'm sipping my latte or my whatever I decide to get, and you know, and we're talking and we're exchanging conversation. Now, if I'm not feeling a guy, then that's different. I probably not gonna call him or deal with him after, but that doesn't solidify that you're cheap or you're corny or, like, you know, I mean, I get it. You don't have to, you choose to spend $80 on it and you choose to wear certain. I mean, that should be something that you should do anyway, whether you want to date or not. And that's just my agreement. That's how I feel. What you think about that?
No, I feel the same exact way, especially when, again, you a trap mom. If you a trap mom, you hold shit down by yourself. So it's the thought that counts for me, because vibes is everything. Like you said, the dating pool sucks. So if you meet a nigga and you vibing with him and he's trying to take you out just for conversation piece to a coffee shop, it's nothing wrong with that. Because you can go with somebody that got a lot of money and it could be boring and shit. Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. So it's still a wasted afternoon or morning anyway.
Exactly. Like,
I feel like when it comes to dating again, you had to go off a vibe. It got to be a vibe thing. Like, for if you're feeling him and he invites you to a coffee shop, see what it's about. See, you know, see if it's a conversation piece there.
Exactly. Because again, like
but I
said,
I still probably wouldn't be beating my face to the coffee shop either, though.
Right. Exactly. You want to, I mean, because first of all, nigga want to know the real you. So you put on all this makeup and all this extra stuff. I mean, of course, that's just enhancements for, you know, but a lot of women can't say that, you know. But again, I can't speak for them. I can speak for myself. I can go with a light little bronzer and little lash and lip gloss. Like, I don't got to be beat to the gods to go to anywhere, whether it's daytime, nighttime, whatever. But again, everybody can't agree to that. And Like you said, as far as I don't believe in, oh, $200 date, you got to spend $200. You got some niggas that either that spend money and don't spend money. And a nigga may spend money to take you out to eat, but is that nigga going to help you if you need to pay your bills of your car in the shop, or if you need, you know, you need rent money, exactly, or you in a bond and you got it? Like, so that mean that that right there, I think that's it's just, you know, women can be a little superficial. And then there's a lot of guys that are the same way. But I can only speak on a female's perspective. You know, like that's just me. Like I can only speak on a female's perspective. I can't speak on nothing or nobody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that she's full of shit, and she's probably going to continue to be single and die single until she changes, you know, her mindset. Because you, what you looking for? Exactly. Like, what exactly are you looking for that you feel like a nigga gotta blow a bag on you just to go on a date? Like,
that's social media. I just don't understand. That's social media. It is for you. Like, social it media is. Really got people around here walking around fucked up and not living in reality. Like, those exactly. things that you acquire in your life, that should be things you acquire for yourself. Meeting a guy, if you want to date for money, that's one thing. Like, I do know some women that just don't want to date a broke
guy. Yeah, it's some that date for money, but you just because you meet a nigga with money don't mean he's going to give it to you, though. Exactly. You got some niggas that work a 9-to-5 and they'll give you their last, you know? So you got to know how to play the field, and you can't just be meeting a nigga thinking because he got a watch on, or he got this on, he got that on. That could be his homie shit. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? That don't necessarily mean that he got bread because he dressed nice. It's a lot of well-dressed bums out here that you meet and you see, and that's just, you meet their representative, and then when you meet them, you like, oh shit, he got this, he got that. Then
yeah.
A couple months down the line, you realize this motherfucker stole out your pocketbook. He's driving your car while you at work. You know, it's just so many red flags that y'all gotta look, you know, and I mean, from, you know, with us, but we, you know, I'm 41, yeah. So therefore I know how this shit is. I didn't been bamboozled in my younger days thinking that a motherfucker got something and feeling like, oh, I'ma deal with him because he got XYZZ, and that shit don't always be what it's cracked up to be. So ladies, I think that y'all should kind of lighten it, you know, take it down a notch and be a little more optimistic when it comes to these type of things, because you're sounding a little what's the fucking word I'm looking for? Like stereotypical, and you could be
gold digger.
Yeah, you could be, yes, gold digger. Like,
yeah, who got time?
You could be missing a good thing by passing. Like, oh, this motherfucker. I could see her now. If a nigga texts you and he's like, oh yeah, let's go to Starbucks on such such such. I know this nigga the fucked it, and girl, can you just imagine the text messages she sent to her bestie? Like, this motherfucker talking about, can we go to Starbucks? I didn't got all dressed up, but ain't nobody tell you to get all dressed up.
Yeah, you
so
should
have a nigga, so you
was going
you
get all dressed up. Anywhere. Anyway, right. You should have found out where you was going, and then you could have dressed casual.
Dress like accordingly.
Told you to put on the shit, and then if anything, if you a person that go to work, that's what you wearing to work. You beat your face for work. You put your lashes on for work. Like, you,
yeah, if that's who you are and that's how you dress, you dress accordingly, and you go when you enjoy yourself. Yeah. You don't go with the mindset of, oh, this nigga broke just because he might pull out American Express card to pay for that fucking $6 coffee. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know. Like, you can't, and especially if you're not bringing that to the table, you can't be broke and busted and you done went and got your motherfucking lashes from the hair store, and you know, you sitting there looking busted and you got all this piles of makeup on your face, dressing up, pretending to be something that you are, but when you wash that shit off at the end of the day, who are you really, sis? And I mean, I can say that as a female, like, come on, yeah, like y'all really gotta.
You can, but that's again, I that's where social media comes into play. It really got bitches walking around here not living in reality. They living on social media. They doing everything for a picture and competing with the next person that they swipe left and see. So I definitely think a lot of it is social media. Like, this girl posts, like, Tati, you should have never wrote this. Like, this was a complete red flag. And I'm pretty sure Twitter
definitely. I know they ate her up. That makes me want to go to Twitter and find it, because I know they ate her up. I know they did. Tati, I got to figure out how to find certain, you know.
I know they came for her, really. Black Twitter dragged
Tati
her.
Tati is probably living with her mom, struggling, working at Walmart. You know, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with working at Walmart, but like, since you can't be requiring certain things if you're not bringing something to the table as well. So, I, you know, like I say, I love my Black men and I'm going to stand up for them and I'm going to stand up for what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, a lot of times it's men that say things that dog females, and I speak on those topics too, but I'm definitely going to say, sis, you out of pocket.
Yeah.
And you like, you out of pocket. I'm going to try to find her and see exactly what she got to
the
say.
The fact
about
that she just put, like, I'm not settling for no simple ass date. And that, listen, men beware, because chicks is definitely out here looking for a lick.
They are.
If you're not settling for a simple ass date, then a nigga supposed to fly you to Paris on your first date? Like, what's not simple?
How about, bitch, you never even flew yourself to Paris. You never even been to Paris. You only been to Atlantic City and Wildwood, yet and still you want a motherfucker to fly you to Miami or fly you to Vegas and fly you to, like you said, Paris and London and all these. So, like, you don't even have a passport. So sit your ass down, okay? It's take a seat.
Red flag. Take a seat. Red flag. Red flag. Completely.
Take a seat. Yeah, so I'm going to hop into the comments a little bit. It just basically saying, you know, I see people saying she's tragically lost. One girl says, I love simple dates. My hair and lashes are free because I grew them, period. So we got a lot of natural women that don't agree with her. Like, sis, you ain't got to wear fake hair and lashes to put some mascara on to show up as your best self. Like, are you serious? If a motherfucker said to me, like, they, you know, we're going to go on a little picnic date or we're going to go here to this little, like, I'm cool with that. I love a good happy hour.
Yeah.
I love a good happy hour. Don't get me wrong. Give me half price apps.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm cool with it. Like, I mean, I don't want no house wine and no house liquor. I want my tequila. But right, at the end of the right. day, I'm cool with a happy hour.
Yeah.
As long as we're vibing, the conversation is going good, and I feel like, you know, like, that to me solidifies if I'm going to see you again. Exactly. If the conversation flows, if the vibes are there, that says a lot about a person.
Yeah,
I mean, further down the line, if things ain't going, then that's different. But I don't think you should take, oh, he wants to take me to, that could be one of many. And if not, if you want that type time, a coffee date is probably early in the day. So you done did your face, your makeup, your lashes, whatever you done did. All right, call the next nigga and go on another date then.
That's what I was about to say. Like, at the end of the day, Tati, you can have standards. If you have standards and you have these things that you live accordingly to, and these are your core values and how you live your life when it comes to dating, he probably wasn't the nigga you should have been talking to in the first place. Like, that's another thing. So, I mean, if you got standards, you know what type of guy you looking for off the first conversation. Literally, first few words, you know exactly what you about to do with him. So
exactly.
Him calling you and saying he want to go get coffee shouldn't have shocked you, because I'm pretty sure that's just the type of guy he was. So
exactly.
You have standards. It's nothing wrong with it. I think women definitely have standards. I mean, but I feel like we have to separate our personal standards versus our dating standards. Like, your personal standards is you want to wear $100 perfume and these lashes and, you know, nice makeup. That's a personal standard. That's like you should
want to do that regardless. Yeah.
One of my aunts always said, like, I don't care where you going, show up as yourself. Like, you know, you feel like you're a person that is dressed. You dress up to the library, dress up to the supermarket, just because that's you. Not because of where you going and who you hoping to meet. No, that's just you. Then if you got dating standards, like, certain things, again, it's you have that conversation in the first, you know off the first 5 minutes.
You know talking. If you want to talk to a person again, exactly.
You already know. So
that's the thing. And see, that's the bottom line is, like, obviously she's missing all the red flags because she is the fucking red flag. Okay. So there you fucking have it. Oh, this pick me mentality and all that. Yeah. Like, y'all gotta, it's just different from when it was when I was coming up. And I hate it here. And I hate that for you, sis, because again, you're letting social media and you see the celebrities and you think that you're supposed to live like this and you should want that for yourself. You should be able to provide all those things for yourself. You know, so on that note,
it was the coffee dates are a waste of time for me. Like,
for me too, because it's like, what do you mean?
Because you
never had a real nigga take you on a coffee date. Like, to me, that's like, oh shit, this nigga wanna be
this nigga
with
like
me.
Like, in my head,
right?
A real nigga, the type of guys I like, and he wanna take me to a coffee shop. That's kind of intriguing to me. Like, damn, what you know about coffee?
Right, exactly. So I think that that's cute. Like coffee dates, picnic dates, you know, like little dates where you're doing competitive things like bowling, like little stuff where you don't have to put a whole bunch of effort together. I like those type of dates because you get to have fun and you get to know the person. You know, you're being competitive, you're enjoying yourself, and you're really seeing how a person is as opposed to y'all just talking and texting and FaceTiming all day. And you like, I mean, come on, sis, you got to really get to know. That could just be a test. He could just be testing you to see, like, damn, let me just throw this shit out here and see what she like. That could really be a test. Like, you know what I'm saying? But again, you can't tell a younger generation nothing. You can put it out. You can put the game out there, but you can't make them inhale it, you know? So like you Tati, said, go to hell, Tati.
Red flag,
Tati. Go to hell, Tati. And I hope they eat your ass up still to this moment on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. She gonna delete her shit. They keep like she dead ass wrong from the comments alone. So I can imagine what the comments. I know they was in shambles. Mm-mm. The comments that she had, like, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, no. That was
me. But yeah, it's been a pleasure having you, Tiffany. I really appreciate you. Stepping in and showing up and, you know, acting as my co-host because, you know, Ricochet just left me out here this week and I want to be, you know, all up here just talking on and on reading shit off and just talking to myself like, so I definitely appreciate you. No,
thank you for inviting me. This was fun.
You're welcome. And you see, I'm nervous. I know, but you didn't have nothing to be nervous about. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's just little old me talking a little shit. Being myself, it's just two women having a conversation. That's how you think about it. But I really enjoyed the conversation. I want you to let everybody know where they can find you, all your social media, and when can look forward to seeing, you know, something from your brand again.
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is @trapmomthebrand. I'm also on Twitter @TrapMomTheBrand as well. And then you can also find me on our Facebook page, Trap Mom the Brand. Events coming soon. Don't have a date to give out just yet, but set your notifications on my Instagram page because I think I'm shadow banned so that you'll be able to see updated posts, funny posts, updates about future events and things like that. So just connect with me.
I love your post, by the way. Like, you know, we go back and forth all day giggling and shit at each other's posts, which is funny. Like, because that lets you know, like, damn, she gets it, you know? So that's the good part. That's the good part about this. So I really appreciate having you again. Thanks again for coming. Everybody, make sure y'all follow Trap Mom the Brand on all social media platforms. And like I said, I look forward to seeing more from you. Thank you for coming out. Thanks everybody for listening. Beyonce, I know you listening. So if you listen, make sure you hit me up. I know you see my Halloween party. I know you see me do Love on Top. And you know, my girl Tiff want to know if you would be the face of Trap Mom the Brand or, you know, just retweet something. Like, I know you listening. It's coming. Like, you know, she's a little busy right now. She got the twins and Blue Ivy in school. And, you know, so we gonna give her some time. But we know she coming.
She actually a real trap mom right now. So
she's definitely. You know, but I would say Cardi B's a trap mom, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's definitely a trap mom.
I have a whole, like, celebrity list of just people that I would like to network with at some point because where I see the brand going, it can go into production. I just want to do all the things that I'm
doing good. Well, we manifesting this, and I want you to get them emails and start reaching out to these people. Like that's something that you got to do, and you got to be persistent because you never know. You keep knocking on these doors, eventually they're going to open.
Yeah,
they're going to open. So I really appreciate you coming. I am, like I said, I'm a fan of your brand. I enjoyed myself at your event, and I wish you nothing but success with the brand and the future. And thanks everybody for listening. This is your girl, Miss September. I love you. Good night.